Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. How many now? 7,000 chapters?
1,600 chapters. We have 200.
Around the world. How many on Mars?
None yet, but if you know somebody there, that would be a great referral.
And how many members?
205,000 members.
How many countries?
Over 65.
See, I told you, folks. Remember in the first hour? I told you about all these amazing numbers.
Yeah, now listen, when I started doing interviews with you, I was probably in 7 countries.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, I'm so happy I've been able to help you out so much there, Ivan. So, okay.
Back when we started, it was all done by megaphone.
I know it. We've had some fun, though, and we appreciate your steadfastness and your abiding support of all that we do. You've been a great friend. So let's talk about, let's wrap up on this follow-up system. Folks,
yeah.
One of the biggest mistakes people make, incredibly, believe it or not, is people get prospects, suspects that could be prospects, and right. We don't even follow up on them. It's astonishing, but we don't.
We don't, and when we do, it's often done wrong. It's done where they're using it as a cold calling, basically a cold calling opportunity, because they don't really know the person, maybe met them once, and now they're trying to sell to them. So just to recap, within 24 hours, make initial contact, send them an email, send them a letter, reach out to them within 7 days, connect with them on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, preferably whatever they seem to be most engaged in. And within 30 days, reach out to set up a face-to-face meeting. It's assuming that you met them and that you live nearby, or set up a phone call or a Skype meeting. And this, too, is really important. You know, you set it up so that you can find out more about what they do and you look for ways to help them in some way. Don't make even this last one of the 24/7/30. Don't make it a sales call.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a relationship-building opportunity. And like I was saying before, it's, you know, salespeople, it's like they have Tourette's. They just can't stop themselves.
Can I tell you a quick success story?
Yeah.
One of the things I've been doing for a long time, longer than most of my listeners have been alive, is what I call the callback strategy. And it's used for I call it callback strategy because I use it whenever a customer or a prospect, things had gone cold and I was trying to get back in the door without sounding like I was trying to get back in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would take them a gift. And I've made a living over the years of calling people up and I'm training salespeople right now for companies. Some of my customers, my clients, I'm training them to do this, and so I was in a group of about 50 of them in front of me about a month ago, and I said, "All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, take the book and take this book and say and call the person, the suspect and the prospect, and say, I'm going to be in your neighborhood next Wednesday at 2 o'clock, around 2 o'clock. Can I come by for 3.5 minutes? I have something I want to give you. I'm just going to bring you something, and I'm going to leave."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they'll give you the appointment because you're going to bring them something. I have something I think you'll like. And so I said, when you get there, you hand it to them and say, here, I hope you like it. And you turn around, you walk out.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do anything else. You walk out 3.5 minutes. In fact, you're going to give them back a minute and a half. and I said, walk out. I said, now, if they say, I said, there's a 50-50 chance. They'll say, wait a minute, where are you going? Come in. What is this? Tell me more about this. Have a seat.
Right.
I said, when they say have a seat, you're on their time.
That's it. And now they're willing to really listen.
I've been telling people this for years. I know it works because I know people have worked. But a guy called me the next day and he said, I can't believe it. It worked just like you said. He went out and did it. He said, I gave it to this lady. I turned around and walked out. She said, wait a minute, where are you going? Have a seat. You know, something. It works.
It is. It does work. And the idea, though, is to build that relationship. And so let's say it didn't work with every single person. You've made an impression on them. And so that when you do come back, they're going to be willing to take your call again. They're going to be willing to see you again.
Right.
And that's the thing, is building the relationship. Mm-hmm. That's what a good follow-up
is. Nurturing. It's nurturing, isn't it?
Yeah. And what happens is people will say to me, well, come on, Ivan, it never hurts to ask. I say to them,
no.
Yeah, it really hurts to ask. If you ask before, there's
more than ever before. Interest. It might not have hurt 40 years ago, but today it does.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And people don't get that.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And for people who want to read some of my stuff, they can go to IvanMeisner.com. That's my blog.
You'll thank me later for letting you know about that. IvanMeisner.com. Check it out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.